The world's greatest aviation celebration begins today. Thousands of aircraft dot the grounds of Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh, from the smallest ultralight to the huge military cargo planes to large passenger jetliners and everything in between.
The aircraft come from all over the world. As a matter of fact, we heard today just from a couple of airplanes coming from New Zealand to be part of the event. In all, about 10,000 airplanes will come to the area, Oshkosh and other cities nearby.
EAA spokesman Dick Nepinski says more than 700 exhibitors are set up at AirVenture 2012, as the Experimental Aircraft Association welcomes about 500,000 aviation enthusiasts from Wisconsin, across the nation, and 60 countries. Nepinski explains this year's big attraction is the greatest generation in the air.
It's getting harder and harder to put these kind of reunions of World War II aviators together. But this year, we're going to have close to 400 Warbird airplanes. We're going to have the Tuskegee Airmen, the Doolittle Raiders, and some of those other World War II groups here as well. And not only presentations, but also flybys and air shows that honor that greatest generation and what they've done, not only in aviation history, but world history as well.
Visitors to the 60th Annual Fly-In Convention can tour the AirVenture Museum, included in the cost of admission, and it's air-conditioned. Organizers realize with an outdoor event, festival goers are beholden to the weather, and they do have contingency plans, whether heat or rain. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.